Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about love that one.
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, but now we are here in the town square as the biggest biker rally in the world is going off for its biggest moment, the Rusty Wallace Ride. We've got Jim Bob Morris. Of course, this whole thing is fueled by El Bandito Yankee.
You know, we're official tequila race day.
And, of course, if you want someone driving something that you feel, Clint Bowyer is a great place to start. And you, of course, are a big fan of this event and the cause it serves.
How does it get any better? Deadwood, South Dakota, right? Rusty Wallace Charity Ride. Got a killer bike that he built. We're going to auction off. Jim Bob, El Bandito. That's the fuel. El Bandito is the fuel of the party. So get your asses down here in Deadwood. This is where it's at.
I like it.
Thanks, Clint. I appreciate it. And what's your favorite part about this? Sturgis, in general, you've been here a number of times. Those people seeing some of this and saying, I got to make it on my bucket list, got to get down there. What do you love about the rally?
This is the easiest answer I've ever given. All of it. There's not one single thing about this rally that sucks. Other than I got hailed on once. That did suck. But other than that, everything all the way through is so much fun. You got to try it out. If you've never been to Sturgis through this rally, everybody has to try it once. You have to experience it. You can't explain this one. You just have to see it for yourself.
A great time, a great cause, and some great star power. Thanks, Clint, for being here.
Appreciate
it. Enjoy it. Jim Bob, think about this. So you're up there, you're in between some of your contemporaries, certainly Hall of Fame NASCAR drivers.
And I don't want to brag about that.
That's why you have a Royal Bragger. So, but in between, you know, there's the whole line was cool, but you were in one of the coolest places, Richard Ray Rawlins from Gas Monkey Garage, one of those cool guys, guy just like you. And Clint, talk a little bit about, you know, meeting your fans.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked meeting everybody. I mean, most of them have tried El Bandito Yankee and loved it. And so, I'm signing it, you know, Plata 47 by Jim Bob. And everybody down here, let me tell you something, South Dakota is quickly becoming one of the fastest growing states for us with El Bandito Yankee Tequila. We're going to go through 400 some odd cases this week alone. It's been a big deal.
So the Jim Bob Show is heard on great stations all around the country. You spent a little bit of time, I don't want to say a competitor, but a partner in this on Sirius XM. You were there with the fiddle man himself, talking a little bit about the brand, the event. Share what happened with Sirius XM.
That was fun with Tim up there, man. Let me tell you something. One of the best fiddle players in the world and, you know, prolific. He's played for so many great musicians over his timeline and so forth. And he told the story about he bought a farm there in Nashville, about 115 acres, and was going to try to retire. And dang it, if Kid Rock doesn't buy the farm right next to him. And Tim's out there clearing a brush pile, and Kid Rock drives his four-wheeler over there and introduces himself. And, you know, Tim told him what he did. And Kid Rock looked him up, comes back the next day and says, man, I need you to come join me on my tour this year. And Tim goes, well, you know, I'm thinking about retiring. I don't like the bus life. And Kid goes, well, I got a jet. And Tim goes, I'm in. It's funny how many friends you get once you get a jet.
The biker community, the Harley community, and, of course, NASCAR is so prevalent here with Rusty Wallace. Last thing, scenery. It's all about the fun, the star power, and all that. But the scenery is here, Spearfish Canyon. For those people that want to come out here and experience it, what's the scenery like?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I'm busy trying not to run over about 300 riders in front of me. I mean, Amy rides on the back, and she's always pointing out, look at these sheep up here. Oh, look at that goat up there. Well, I'm not taking my eyes off the road for that, man. And here's Angie Skinner. Interview her.
Yeah, well, I'm always trying to get on the air with you guys, so I'm just going to force my way.
That's it. Just butt in.
Just butt right in.
Jim Bob, talk about this. You talk about El Bandito Yankee being the fuel of this event. Talk about Clint Bowyer, one of the guys helping to drive some of the star power. Angie Skinner is definitely driving and directing this ship towards its biggest as far as the amount of money raised ever.
Well, we're shooting for $1 million. Me and Angie are teaming up with everybody else around here. We're going to be the first ones in the Black Hills to get that to $1 million level. And so that's where we're headed, brother.
Jim Bob's an inspirational figure. Angie, talk a little bit about it. As people are hearing about this, how important it is to have great partners that not only help out on the cause and the financial side, but also really add to the fun of the event.
Well, of course, you know I love the brand. I love El Bandido Yankee. I love all of you guys that represent the brand. And Jim Bob brings energy. I mean, when he arrives, everybody starts laughing. Everybody starts smiling. And not only does El Bandido bring a financial sponsorship, but they also bring really cool branding, really cool product. I mean, we created the Rusty Ritas. And all week, we have been drinking Rusty Ritas. And it's so, for me, I love seeing the fact that you could not buy El Bandido Yankee Tequila in the state of South Dakota last year this time. A year later, it's everywhere. You guys have taken over Sturgis, Deadwood, Spearfish, and that gives me goosebumps. That means we're doing our job, but we're also raising money for the NASCAR Foundation and South Dakota Special Olympics. And this, because of El Bandido, all of the Special Olympics of South Dakota, it used to just be the Flame, just a regional deal. Well, the governor got involved. Now the whole state of South Dakota is getting involved with this event because it's starting to raise so much more money. And that's what inspired Jim Bob. When you get the text from Jim Bob that goes, all right, challenge, you know, it might come at 2 a.m. You never know. But it's like, challenge, we're gonna do over a million now. He just keeps going up and up and up. So we got to get to 500,000 today for just this year. And let's see, last year we did almost 400. So we'd be pretty close to a million in 2026. So we might, I mean, we possibly could pull it off by then. And because Jim Bob throws these crazy surprises at us when we get on stage, I hear he's got another one up his sleeve for today. So, I love you guys. We could not do this without El Bandido Yankee.
Well, Angie, you're a driving force for it. Of course, Jim Bob adds a little inspiration, like I said, a little fun to it. And to have that higher purpose built into all of it, it is a recipe for success. And we are cooking up something big this year. So, Angie, thanks so much for being on WGN today.
I'm going to try to go cram some chicken down my face in a Snickers bar so we can go ride and make some money. Let's go.
Thanks, Angie.